It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale, and this is your kind of bi-daily sports dump lately. Bi-daily? Does that make sense? Is that what you say?
Semi-daily?
Yeah, every other daily sports dump for now. But this is a day that it's happening, so, you know, let's get to the jokes. All right, 2 days worth, but it might seem like one. Okay, NCAA football signing day was yesterday. The big winner, Clemson, with 6 5-star recruits. The big loser? All the kids who agreed to put their bodies on the line for free so rich universities can get even richer. I don't want to hear the education argument. All right. In the same sport, 3 key players for the Oklahoma Sooners were suspended yesterday for the team's upcoming playoff matchup against LSU. In a stirring show of support for the 3 players, the rest of the team agreed they probably won't play in the championship game. Okay, I'm going to change the tone now because I remembered a note I got. In the NBA, the Knicks hired former Cavs coach David Blatt to their front office yesterday. Now, despite his disastrous run in Cleveland, the Knicks brass is confident that Blatt's going to do better in his new job, as his biggest weakness, getting along with superstars, isn't expected to be an issue in New York. In the Major League Baseball's, 2 stolen World Series rings belonging to former Red Sox skipper Terry Francona were recovered yesterday. All right. In a related story, the Houston Astros have yet to return the rings that they stole from the Dodgers. Oh, and the pennants they stole from the Yankees. Never forget it, Houston. You're cheaters, just like the Patriots. So you will forget it, and so will everyone else. All right. And in the NFL, Pro Bowl rosters were announced 2 days ago. And boy, were they filled with surprises. The biggest surprise, they're still doing the Pro Bowl, apparently. Huh? All right. Those are the jokes for today, but it's not the end of the episode because I mentioned I got a note on these jokes, and I actually think it was a good note as I delivered those other ones. It's the Sports Widow, folks. What a surprise.
Hello.
Molly Erdman. Say hello again.
It is I, Molly Erdman.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to cover more time while you're drinking your
eggnog?
Mug of eggnog?
No, you don't. And what a thing to drink right before recording is eggnog. But
yes.
I'll tell you, it's not pure eggnog. I always cut my eggnog.
With
milk.
Egg? Raw egg?
Yeah, yep. I was just the yolk. I just I cut my eggnog with an egg yolk to thicken it up a little bit.
You know, my stepmom has made homemade eggnog.
Whoa.
And much like making pumpkin pie from a pumpkin, it is not worth it.
Right.
I think. My views are my own.
Might be a different spice blend, probably, but otherwise probably very similar.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, ultimately eggnog is like, you know, nutmeg and condensed milk.
No, that's not true.
Well, not exactly, but
it's made with eggs.
Yeah, okay, fine. How do you think they condense the milk?
I don't think it's made with condensed milk.
It's not made. I'm just saying, essentially, the taste of kind of, you know, it's like sweetened milk and then some spices. What the heck is this? You're challenging me on eggnog.
I don't care that much. I just,
you're
being very
clearly
flippant
care.
About what eggnog is.
Well, I'll tell you, the sports widow, she's had, you know, we don't necessarily need to go into the frustrations of the day other than to say they're the typical day-to-day frustrations we all have to deal with, like going to the pharmacy. And that's always a hassle somehow for no reason. And here's the thing, I've mentioned this before, in any customer service circumstance anymore, the customer has to figure it out. With insurance, you've got to solve the problem. If you didn't get a late fee, your agent won't do it. You got to track it down. It's everything has been incumbent on the individual now.
Yes.
Nobody helps anyone out with anything.
And nobody will ever admit they are wrong.
Boy,
ever.
Do we sound old.
Ever.
No. And I, you know, if I've admitted I'm wrong, and if I can admit I'm wrong, then anyone can admit they're wrong.
I mean, I don't
no
like to do it,
but I... No one is more self-righteous than I.
Yeah, but I will do it.
Yes.
I don't want to get in an argument with a customer service person.
Well, I'm not going to take that same stand.
Yeah.
But I always give the disclaimer, unless it's an in-person situation like perhaps what you encountered, in which case that person is kind of asking for it, I will always, you know, like on the phone be like, I understand that you are simply an employee of Sprint, but I just have to say that Sprint is a horrible company, and so because you're the spokesperson right here, You have to hear this from me. Understand it's nothing personal. Now, in some kind of like one-on-one, in-person thing where someone might be kind of just being difficult and not really helpful, just for the sake of that, that's my wheelhouse. Because I'm not a bully, I hope. But I am the guy that if the bully tries to bully, I will go after you. Now, I still might get my ass kicked.
Well, here's the thing.
It's like Ralphie.
I feel
like
if we're
going to
keep talking
story.
About this, I have to explain.
Sure, get into it just briefly.
Long story short.
Matt Craig, long story right. short, actually.
I went to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription that I had been given a text was ready. And they were like, it's not ready.
Yep.
You never refilled it.
Yeah.
And when you do refill it, it's going to cost this, which is different from I've been on this medication for a long time, and that's not what it costs.
Yep.
So that's where I'm at. But here's the thing, is that I was able to read the situation and say, I will accomplish nothing here.
Walked away.
And that's why I was like, okay,
got
I'll
no
handle
one to
it
hold
another
them.
Time. That's exactly
no
right.
one to fold them.
And it's frustrating because then I sat in my car and like went on the Walgreens website and tried to figure it out and still
sure.
couldn't. And ultimately, I will probably have to call Walgreens.
Now here and this.
But
is
I could read the woman and I could tell that she
absolutely.
Was not going to be helpful with me and she would not admit if she was wrong.
Yes, that's now yes.
Yeah.
You did the exact right thing. Now, what happens then is that you then end up swallowing that anger, but it's still the right situation
yes.
for you because you understand nothing will get accomplished. Now, I'm unfortunately at times I've got like a pound of flesh kind of mentality.
Gross.
Well, where it's like, okay, all right, well, nothing may get accomplished here, but I need this other person to understand in some way, whether or not they will acknowledge it, but I'm going to make it clear to them exactly where we all stand in this situation and what they are doing and what I am doing. Now, often that will, and this is a device that I've used in sports scenarios as well, I will often...
Thanks for tying it in to the podcast.
...label myself as well. I've said this about softball stuff. My famous line is when people are being assholes, I'll say, hey, listen, every team has an asshole. I'm the one on my team. Did you know that you're the one on your team?
Mm-hmm.
I've said that a dozen times, and a couple fights have happened after
listen,
that.
Listen, I think, but I don't want to get to that point because it will not make me feel better.
No, right.
I will not feel any release of anger by telling someone what I really think because all I know is then that woman's going to go home and over dinner with her family is going to be like, listen to this bitch who came in today, and I don't need that.
No, that's
so
true.
But
that's why I like to use logic. For example, the guy at the... when we were at the Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to get into the details of it.
If you're not going to get into details, I
right,
feel
well,
like this is not
then
an
I
interesting
will.
Thing.
It is an interesting story. My Molly, sports widow, we mentioned this last time. You do a very excellent and very hilarious Elizabeth Warren.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Character. And it was at Comic-Con, and a veteran, but kind of on the fringes of society, seemingly. I don't think he was homeless, necessarily. But yeah, he looked like
no,
a Boy Scout.
He was dressed as a Boy Scout.
Yes.
At Comic-Con, but he
yeah.
was definitely in his 50s.
Yes.
At least.
I didn't know if that was like his regular gear.
No.
Anyway,
no.
Anyway, he
it
thought
was
that you were either an advocate for her, and he started yelling about this. One thing that he was yelling in particular was, "Do you endorse giving government money for a person in prison to get a sex change operation?" So this is his thing that he's yelling at her. So we just want to get him away from you because you're taping something and everything. So I take him over there, and I'm like, look, I'm going to let you say what you want to say right now. Go ahead. Give me your argument right now. I'll take it in. And he tells me all about, trying to. I'm saying, okay. First of all, let's ask ourselves, how many people, how many prisoners, how many felons do you think are asking for sex changes? A dozen? Two dozen, maybe? Let's talk about something more serious. Now, and he told me he was in the military. I'm like, you were in the military. Now, while you were in the military, who was the sworn enemy of this country? Russia. Okay. So, do you understand what that the president of our country is basically in the pocket? And he starts yelling, Mueller report. I say, did you read anything in the Mueller report at all? No. I say, well, then every argument you're making is ignorant. And he gets mad. I say, I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying you're ignorant. And he just stopped at one point. And he had nothing left to say. Now, you can't get to that point with everyone. My father is another example where he is very religious and very Catholic and has cognitive dissonance about things, because if he recognizes the evils of the world, he will have to acknowledge them and maybe do something, because everything else in his life says he's a good Christian. But there's a lot of stuff out there that he ignores. And I get in fights with him, and you on this end, if you hear it, and my mother in New York in the house mm-hmm. there hears it, hate it. But at one point, I got him to say, Joe, you can't legislate morality on some other topic.
Yes, I know all this.
Right, I know, yeah. But I'm just sharing. And you know, it was because I was using logic, and I got him into this, which is a logical thing for him to come to the conclusion of. But then I turned it around with the pro-life thing.
Right.
30 seconds of silence on his end. I was laughing. Again, those are the moments I crave.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get to that at a Walgreens.
No, you're not. You're right. You know. You're right. But occasionally, yes, you're right. But that is ultimately, I'm just giving two moments of where I actually got what I wanted out of it. It doesn't always turn out that way. You're right. But
nor is it always worth.
Oh, it's almost never worth.
Yeah. And that's where I had to just cut my
absolutely.
Losses. Absolutely.
Like, I'm not saying it's worth it. It's just.
All right. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
That's
this is supposed
my
to make
pathology.
Me feel better, and it's making me just think
revisit
about
revisit it again?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could talk about all the
is
sports.
Is this a customer service podcast?
Listen, it's, you know.
Because I would listen to it.
This is. Well, in that case, that you've expanded our listenership. No, this is a sports podcast, and there's sports things going on.
I don't
on.
Have anything to talk about.
Well, this will not be our final episode of the year.
Okay.
But this is our final episode of this week.
Uh-huh.
We're not doing one. So there are a lot of Saturday football games, pro football games this Saturday.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No. Why?
They used to do it the last 2 weeks, I think, of the season. But now the second to last week of the season, they don't do any Thursday night games.
Why?
To give the teams that might have the playoffs no disadvantage with rest and all that stuff, although they do it throughout the rest of the season. You know that my 18 weeks, two bye weeks, everybody doesn't have to take a short week for Thursdays is the perfect solution.
Of course.
Every team gets two bye weeks. They make an 18-week regular season. The TV networks get a full extra week of coverage.
Right.
That's all they want.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has to play an extra game. It's the.
Do I have to be here?
No, but it's just these are the things that make me mad.
I know.
And you're a good, like I couldn't just say all these things if I was sitting by myself looking at the computer because you're my muse.
Okay.
My anger muse. Mm. So there's a lot of bowl games. Are you looking forward to the bowl games?
No.
Do you have a favorite bowl game? How many bowl games can you name? Ow.
Oh well. They're all different names now. They're all the Chick-fil-A Quicken
Bowl. You don't have to give me the sponsorship.
Rose Bowl, great. Orange Bowl. Yep. There's like a Sunshine or Sun something.
There is a Sun Bowl.
Sun Bowl. Cotton Bowl.
Thank you. I was really wondering if you were going to get that.
Is there one in Hawaii?
There is.
Oh. Well, what?
The Hula Bowl.
Okay.
It might be the Hawaii Bowl now, though, you know?
Yeah.
There's a couple other big, like, produce or grocery items, like Staples.
Staples Bowl?
Staples does sponsor a bowl, actually, but I don't know which bowl that is.
I don't know.
Sugar Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Orange Bowl.
I said Orange Bowl.
Oh, you did?
It was like the first one I said.
Oh.
After Rose Bowl, maybe.
Right. Yeah, the commodity bowls are good. The, the tangerine bowl.
The wheat bowl, the rice bowl.
Oh, the rice
corn
bowl. Oh, corn bowl.
Corn bowl.
Oh, corn bowl's a little too close. Oh. Although there's a full game called cornhole it's an appropriately named game if you've ever been near Wrigley Field and seen most of the people playing it.
Yeah.
All right. That we agree on. So, yeah, bowl games, and now they have, because college football has become kind of a playoff, bowl games are nothing anymore.
Right.
It's really except for those few that they've incorporated into that championship.
They're just kind of exhibition.
They are. And that's what, you're right, they keep turning over so much, I think, because it's like restaurants now, where some company's like, oh, we're going to sponsor a bowl.
Right.
But it doesn't catch on, really, because it's hard to keep the popularity. And now they're in, like, New York. Like, who wants to go to December? This echoes our Christmas argument.
Right.
Who wants to go to New York in December?
Not me.
Not anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. pie.
So basically, I won't be watching a lot of the bowls.
Great.
I say this now, but I probably will watch all of them.
Yeah. Well, depends on our Saturday plans.
Oh.
But maybe you're going to stay home, and then you can.
Let's see how tomorrow goes.
Okay. We might be going to Magic Mountain on Saturday.
And today, having this day off, I've been working in casting, and anyone who knows me knows I'm kind of a cynic about the whole thing. So when I'm actually watching the sausage be made, it's very difficult psychically on me.
Yes. Well, you can take a day of rest and watch bowl games or not.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure that out tomorrow. Now, any specific things we don't necessarily need to talk about in sports, because really specific stuff is, it's like middle of the week. We are talking more sports than
more sports than
most ESPN shows today. Wow. What do you think about kids going to the NBA right from high school?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
in basketball, not in football.
Well, you said NBA.
Oh, I did. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like if they're in college and they're going to be like amazing, but they're not going to get any money for it, I can see the argument of like, well, let them go where they can make money if they're making money for the school and they don't get to have any.
Certainly. LeBron James would have made any school he went to millions of dollars the year he went there.
Now, as it is now, they only have to go 1 year, right?
Right now, yes.
I mean, to me, then what's the point? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. Because the whole pretense of education is out the window then.
It's like either you got to go for, let's say, 3 years. You don't have to do four, but two, get an associate's degree.
Well,
I don't know.
In baseball and in hockey, they have a rule where you can either go pro out of high school or you go to a college, and junior year you can declare.
Okay.
And that's what it is in football as well. Now, football, I think it's more for, but football, they don't let you declare out of high school.
Right.
You know, like Bryce Harper got his GED.
And that makes sense, because to me, the difference between high school football and pro football
the
is
physicality,
crazy.
There are maybe,
like, you have to go through a college program.
There are maybe two or three guys, Herschel Walker perhaps, and maybe one or two others in history who would have been physically ready to do something like that. Just the most ultimate freaks of nature.
Right.
So, yeah. Whereas in baseball, or now hockey's a very physical game too.
Yeah.
But, again, it brings up a little bit of the racial component where kids for those sports are given two options, where they can either choose to go or go to school. Whereas, you know, the other sport, they kind of foisted upon you what the rule is. And that goes into a lot of other arguments that if I had Ephraim here, he'd be able to comment on it more.
But now I will say, like, I am pro college in general.
Sure.
Like, as a but like, I just feel like athletes at that level, they're not really even in college.
No.
Like, they're not.
It might be a trade school because, you know, and it's impossible. They've done a lot of stories on this for football players at big programs. You're basically taking grad-level sports courses, you know, for these offenses. I'm not saying you need to be a genius, but the amount of time you need to put into studying to learn all that is far more than what one class or two classes would be. So they're doing additional work.
Well, I don't know that they're doing additional work. That is the primary
work. You're right.
Doing.
That is the work they're doing.
Yeah.
And but because of the money involved, you know, other students on scholarship are not necessarily bringing in billions of dollars to the school. Millions of dollars, I should say. There's so many different arguments with it. I think they should let them, along the lines of what you're saying, like,
either give them money or let them do endorsements or whatever. Or,
and that's what it may come to, and that then will maybe keep them in school a little longer if there's no financial pressure to leave necessarily.
Right. But I also could understand, like, I understand if you are an athlete of saying, like, I don't want to waste these years of my life, my career in college.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
Yeah.
It's you're on a very different schedule as a professional athlete. And I could understand if you're like, these are important years.
Yes. You know? Right. Because your prime is so short.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. You know, Mel Kiper put out his first NFL draft big board rankings.
I did not know somehow.
But you know Mel Kiper.
Well, yes.
What do you know about Mel Kiper?
That you, when your hair gets too long, you look like him. That's and right. Especially if you wear those old glasses that belong to your dad.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
They belong
you
to me now.
You should get some, you need like a modern version of those glasses that you can actually wear and not
and see.
Like, yeah. And you know, when your hair gets to that length, you should take advantage of it.
And do some Kipering.
Do some bits.
I could do some of the, what's the thing you're on?
Cameo?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Mel Kiper would have a certain crowd.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, given the,
but then you're going to always have to have your hair like that.
I'm willing to do that.
Oh, what a sacrifice.
It's going to be $1,000 a cameo.
That's worth it.
What if Mel Kiper ordered one?
What if Elizabeth Warren ordered one of mine?
That would be a bigger deal.
Oh, okay.
Yours would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you think it wasn't?
No, I just hadn't thought about it.
Did I tell the jokes?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have that then. All right, I'll give you two last topics. This is good. I'm just giving you the general topic. What do you think about fans booing a player who used to play for the team and then comes back with an opposing team? Because I know you have opinions about championships happening on the opposing court.
Yes.
You hate that.
Right. I don't like when a team, when it's like the team wins and they're not at home because most of the fans there, not most, but the majority of the fans there are there and their team just lost. But also it's like, it's not a great celebration.
Right. Right. It doesn't optimize
like,
the party situation.
I have been at games where that scenario has happened, and I don't like booing.
Oh, true.
In general,
this is another difference between us.
So it makes me feel kind of bad because I'm like, listen, they don't have any loyalty to a city. Like you're gonna go where the money is or where it's the right fit. Like that's part of the business.
Yep.
On the other hand, I don't care if someone who just got $270 million for 5 years gets their feelings hurt. Like, I don't like, and that's why.
That's a ridiculous contract for 5 years. It's actually, someone will someday. Somebody got 320 for 8 years or 9 years, so it's close.
Okay. But I mean, it's, to me, like, I have more soft feelings for college athletes.
Oh, sure.
But, like, professional athletes, I'm like, part of that money is for you to suck it up.
Ah, very good. And I agree with your distinction there between, now, certainly college and pro, and then. No, don't boo anyone in high school or below.
Oh, God, no.
But it happens.
But I don't. I generally don't.
I would get booed
it.
If I was a high school player.
yeah. When I was in high school and we would go to Rangers games and Steve Buschel was playing.
Oh, boy.
The bit.
Buschel alert.
The announcer, they would announce him as Steve
Buschel. Oh, yes.
And everyone would boo. As a sign of support, but
yes.
Even then I didn't like it because I was like, does he know? Does he know that?
Lou Piniella, too. Sweet Lou Piniella. They'd go, Phil Rizzuto would go, those aren't boos. Those are loos. I got to leave early. I got to get over to he'd talk about the GW Bridge. I got to get on the GW Bridge early. So he'd leave the game in the seventh inning. Oh, I miss
Rizzuto. Is there something, is there a story about booing or is that just a hot topic you had? Like, why did you bring it up?
I love booing, first of all. I love being booed. And I love booing people. Oh, yes, I was going to say, Reggie Jackson once said, they don't boo nobodies.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
That is true.
You have to have strong feelings about somebody.
That's exactly it. Yeah. That's exactly it. And that's what I like about it.
That's why you've always said a groan is as good as a laugh, because it's at least it's a reaction.
That's the point of theater is to elicit a reaction, or of any entertainment, really. So, you know, you see movies that scare you, and movies that alienate you, and movies that, you know, those aren't always popular.
I want to see the movie that alienates me.
There's some of those. Like, I'm thinking, like, those creepy ones. Like, was American Beauty very creepy? And that had an element. What's the one?
Creepy in a different kind of way.
There was also one like with the family and the dad, and there was some weird stuff going on. It's
I know what you're talking about.
A good movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That wasn't Happiness, was
yes.
it? It was Happiness.
Yes,
okay,
Happiness.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tough.
That those kind of movies are just, you know, yeah.
There are movies that you can say that was a good movie, but not I enjoyed it.
Right. And I don't like to alienate like that movie. I don't like to, you know, confront the audience with incest or anything. Mm. But I don't mind a boo.
Yeah.
I've said this before, like our friend Brian and really most people, even in our industry or in the world, tend to want to win you over.
Yeah.
But then people in our industry also like to make fun of you, but they tend to win you over before they make fun of you.
Yes.
I am a little opposite, where I tend to test and make fun of and then endear myself to you afterwards, hopefully.
If that I could take alienated. Years sometimes, I think.
It has.
Yeah.
It has. There's people
Some
who
people
are like,
still
boy,
in progress.
I didn't like you until probably 2 or 3 years from now. That's a good way to say that to someone. All right, I have one more sports topic on you. That was a good take on, well, actually, what was your take? I don't know.
Booze?
On that one. Oh, booze.
Mixed
you're
feelings.
A, no.
Well, I don't personally like it, but I
And that's
I don't,
a big they distinction can, between you and I again. Here's the last thing.
You know who I would, I
Go
would
on.
More, be, I would be more likely to boo someone, an athlete, based on, like, I would boo the hell out of Tom Brady.
Right.
Just because of
you have off-field issues with him.
Yes, exactly.
That's a perfect reason to boo somebody.
Yeah.
To be he's friends with the president.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
I would
me.
Boo that. Yeah.
That's enough for me. And just the way he plays it off, too.
Yeah, and
like
just
the kind
his
of
whiny
like,
face.
Okay, here we go. This is something we can agree on. Maybe coming from different reasons, but that's okay. So the last thing I'll say, NBA, or actually the Basketball Hall of Fame nominees.
Oof.
I'm going to give you their last name.
Okay.
You're going to be all right. Or first or last name. Bryant.
Kobe.
Yes. Tim.
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Texas.
We play for San Antonio? I don't know why I can't think of the
what
name.
What do basketball players do?
Duncan.
Yes.
Duncan. Okay.
Tim Duncan
Ting
Dumpin.
Duncan.
Dumpin. Oh, if it was
oh.
Tim Dumpin, we'd get
oh,
him on the
boy.
Show. All right. And Kevin.
Durant? No, it's too recent. No,
too recent. I can give you a clue.
Okay.
In a movie with Adam Sandler. Uncut Gems.
I don't know.
Kevin Garnett.
Oh. Oh, I would have got, yeah.
I should have done this. Anything is possible.
I wouldn't have remembered
well,
who that was.
Him.
Yeah.
Apparently he's very good in that.
Okay. We can watch it.
All right. We can. So, those are the three nominees.
Great.
I think they're going to all get in.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Those are three of the greatest players of the generation.
So, how long after retiring
Only
are
a couple
you
years in the NBA.
Yeah.
It may only be 2 years or when they're like, sure, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's like that as well. And the NFL has a lot more people who get inducted than Major League Baseball because of what you give to the game, probably.
Right.
And baseball is the one that 5 years, and that's the most restrictive because it's the, you know, it's the oldest, and now it's got the most, like, false righteousness of any of them. Actually, the NFL has a lot of righteousness, just not in the – they basically give you brain damage, and then they put you up there and make you make a speech – after they've given it to you. That's a bad way to put it, but it's also a cynical way to put it. There you go. That's a good thing to end on, though.
Me so, booing you?
Yes, I think so. Well, thank you, Sports Widow, for
You're
being
welcome.
Here. And like I said, folks, this is our end of the week episode. So if anyone who writes jokes for the show hears this, don't write any for tomorrow. And we will be doing one after the weekend, though, and maybe another one before the end of the year after that. But you'll just have to tune in to find out. All right. And go to sportsdump.com for some old but still relevant content. Okay, bye.
Bye.